Oh, g'day.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Good show today, but stick around because Stav just told us that he's going to tell us something at the end that is going to blow our minds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so stay for that.
So diddly download the whole podcast.
What's going on with you today? You've been diddling and doodling all over the place. What's your new term for money? Spadoodle?
Spondooly?
Spondooly.
I've had that for a while, haven't I?
Have you?
It's the walking stick.
Oh, God, it is.
It's affected my brain.
Yeah, Jiminy Jillikers.
Do you know, last night my wife was very... You're going to hear about the walking stick in the podcast.
He's getting old.
My wife was unhappy because it was really hot last night, really muggy. So I took my pants off and I was walking around the house with my walking stick in my underwear with a T-shirt.
Hot.
And I had my socks on still.
Oh, I don't like the socks on. Yeah. I can't have sex with a guy if he's got his socks on.
They're business socks.
No, it's something disgusting about it. Like I want to have sex, but I can't be bothered taking off my socks. There's something creepy about it.
You know what they say? It's type of business. That's why they call business socks.
No.
Ow.
My wife
is exactly the same. To the point where she will check my... If she knows I've got socks on, she'll check my feet before she allows me to mount.
I don't know what it is. It's something... Oh, you just said mount. It's something like just really lazy about it. I don't know. It's just creepy. It's very unattractive.
My wife makes me put socks on.
She makes you put them on?
Yeah.
So she doesn't get scratched?
I don't want to see you all naked. Put on some socks and clean this up.
The hottest guy in the world.
Ryan Gosling.
With socks on?
Yeah.
I think I'd giggle. I want them off.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't do it.
No, I could do if they got a T-shirt on. That's fine. I could even deal with a hat. I would find it weird.
I could deal with a hat.
I'm just saying if it's winter and we're by a fire and he's still got a beanie on or he's got like some sort of like, I don't know, dress hat.
Who's got a snapback here? You're saying if he is wearing an Air Jordan snapback sideways, you're right. But if he's got socks on that you can't see.
If he has both of them on, it's still not acceptable.
What if he puts the socks on his hands and was like, oh, I'm going to come and get you.
Did you ever get laid at school?
Hey, look there. I'm coming to get you. Sexy times.
You know what? Maybe.
Sexy times.
Yeah.
What about gloves?
No. Mittens.
Just no. No. It's creeping me out.
Because you know what? You guys could be in an iron lung. We're still going to want to have sex with you.
And we know that.
I know. You use that against us every day. Anyway.
Okay, here we go. Let's get into the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make your hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
131060, that's the number. We're going to theme up first calls this morning because this is a very, very important decision you're going to make.
Well, it's 4 days off for Easter and I know a lot of people go away and we are deciding at what time do you go away if you're driving?
Yeah.
Because we're all going camping. Well, I'm going to lock in this time, and I think if we all stagger, I think it will help.
So we're building a schedule, Brisbane.
Yes, yes. This was actually a way that I reckon we can solve congestion in the morning as well. Yeah. Everyone should start work at a different time. But I'm suggesting I'm going Friday morning, and we're going to go at 6:30 a.m.
Right.
See, you're
beat the traffic.
This is all going north, so this is Sunny Coast.
We're going up Noosa Way. Right. What are you doing?
Majimba. Okay. So, which is just after Maroochydore.
Okay.
We were going to go Thursday.
What time?
Well, I'll get out of here about 10, get home 10:30, probably 11:30.
That's not too shabby.
On Thursday.
It's optimistic by the time we get home. All right. So you're looking 11:30 Thursday.
So, and I figure most people will still be at work. It'll be from 3 o'clock onwards on Thursday.
You think?
You're done. Don't bother.
Yeah, that'll be a nightmare.
I reckon people might do what you're doing and leave early.
But I'll
cancel the surgery. I've got to get to Majimba.
Do you not think 6:30 is a bit late on Friday?
On Friday morning?
6:30 morning? No, that's fine.
It's Good Friday. People want to have a good sleep in.
Yeah.
That's what we're anticipating.
True.
But I want to know 131060, if you are going away, what time are you leaving?
Have you got a sweet spot?
Yeah. Okay.
What about Thursday late? Oh, but then you got to put up
like
your tent.
9:30.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like, you know, 7 p.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it could be good. But that is the only issue, pitching the tent, isn't it, in the dark, if you've got all the lights going.
Yeah.
Well, 131060, here's how this is going to work. Everyone who is travelling to the Sunny Coast on the long weekend, when and what time are you leaving?
And, of course, if you're going to the Gold Coast, you should leave now.
Yeah,
that's true. But it might not be that you're going away. Maybe you just live up there and you're like, I travel that all the time and I have to tell you this time is no-go.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you're going there, what time are you leaving? And then everyone can make a decision based around... around that.
Yeah. Lock right? in your time. It's your time. No one else is allowed to do it.
There'll
Ian
be
and Kedron.
Four less people on the road for you.
Ian, what do you think? What time are you going?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow about 7 a.m. I've got a 3-hour drive up to Moffatdale, so I'm going to get nice and early.
So you got the day off tomorrow, Ian?
I certainly do.
We're a bit jealous of that. Okay, 7 a.m. All right, well, that's your time. Congratulations.
You'll be fine. You'll be sweet as a nut.
I'll be having drinks tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, man, after my own heart.
With all the other idiots who are still setting up after arguing all the way there in the traffic.
Zoe from Ipswich, what time are you leaving?
We're leaving on Friday morning at 1:30.
A.M.?
So this is what I think.
Are you not sleeping or are you getting up in the middle of the night?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Jeez, you're good.
Do you think Abby's 6:30 a.m. is going to be too late on Friday?
Probably. I think everyone's going to be wanting to go to the Sunshine Coast.
1 a.m. in the morning, though? That's next
level. I know. They want to get there so we can get a good camping spot.
Yes, that is true.
It's like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, we're going with a group of campers, and I've actually lied about the time I'm going, so we get up there first and get the good spot. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So you've booked all the campsites, yeah. And you want to make sure you get the sweet view?
Yeah, so apparently it's going to be packed, so everyone wants to get up there early.
Right.
Okay.
Good luck.
We've got Paul on with us. Paul, when do you reckon the sweet
morning,
time
mate,
is to leave? Good, buddy.
I'm from the sunny coast. Yep. I'm actually sitting in Brisbane now because I'm a truck driver. Uh-huh. And 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, or 7 o'clock at night. Like,
right.
If you're not out of the city by lunchtime, you're going to be sitting in traffic. Because you got roadworks up there at Aussie World as well now, and it's just going to be gridlock.
Right.
But there's some good things to do up there. Like, I got my son and daughter both work at Ben and Jerry's up there at Moolabar yeah. over the weekend. So, yeah. Yeah, and my other daughter's playing futsal, state comp at Caloundra. So, okay.
Great.
It's going to be a lot of. They're all coming up from the Gold Coast and that, so it's going to be busy. So.
Yeah,
I love
right.
you got a plug in but, for your family, Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, hey. Family's the best.
Yeah,
family Brooke and Riley, yeah, Ben and Jerry.
There you go.
Keep a peach.
Good on you, Paul. Good on you, buddy. All right, Al, what do you reckon, mate? We're trying to work out the best time to hook it up the sunny coast for camping. What do you think?
Mate, I'm a truck driver as well, but I reckon just to make it fair on everybody, even commuting in and out of the city, I reckon if you live in an odd number house, you should leave at a certain time. If you live in an even number house, you should leave at a certain time. That's commuting to work as well as school drop-offs, a lot.
I think that's a really good idea, Al. I remember when we had water restrictions and that's how you could water, remember, by your house number. Yeah. So it should be the same for commuting.
That's right, and if you see old mate watering, you'd say something to him or you'd make him feel bad. Or if you see old mate leaving early and he's in an odd number, you'd be like giving him the evil eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Another 10 minutes before you're allowed to leave.
Ha-ha, genius.
Do we say now, as a service announcement for all of Brisbane, if you live in an odd-numbered house, you have to leave at an odd number of the hour.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
So you've got 60 minutes in that odd-number hour.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Then even-numbered houses have to leave in the even-number hour.
But if you've got a double lot, you're screwed.
If you miss the boat, you've got to wait for the next odd or even number to come around.
I think this is genius, Al. Yeah, I think it could actually work.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nice to talk to you, Transport Minister.
What if you live in an apartment?
Well, it'll be rock, paper, scissors, or the short straw.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Get set for the games. They're nearly here, so make your plan now.
Don't get caught out.
Well done, Australia. Medals on the opening night.
Yes, the games are fast approaching. I'm looking forward to them. I'm going to go to a couple of events.
Oh, cool. What are you going to?
Swimming. Oh, when I mean a couple, I was
just
really over-exaggerating.
Just swimming. Hammer throwing, javelin.
I'm going to watch the opening ceremony, so that counts as one.
Does anyone go to those? Do you reckon anyone gets on and goes, I'd love to go to the hammer throw?
No, I thought you meant the opening ceremony. Scotty, our online guy, is going to the rehearsal of the ceremony.
Oh, right.
So not just the opening ceremony, but the rehearsal of it.
Wow. That's commitment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a dress rehearsal or is it just them all in their active wear jumping around? This is what it might look like. Look, to celebrate them kicking off, get set for the games. They're nearly here, so make your plan now and don't get caught out. Public transport, jump on all of that. Don't drive, people.
No.
But we're giving away right now a block of pure 24-karat gold. Now, it's worth $1,000 made by friends at Xenox Diamonds. And who could win it this morning is Phil from Mount Cotton. Hey, Phil.
How are you?
We are. We're in prime athletic physical condition. Right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
Oh, I can just imagine what it's like in there.
Well, this one's good because it's just using the mouth, and we're going to put the mouth up for it. That's Maddie Acton's going to play for you this morning. Phil?
Good luck, Maddie.
Mm.
Thanks, brother.
So today's challenge is to name 10 train stations between Brisbane and the Gold Coast in 5 seconds.
Ooh, short time.
So these would be some of the stops you'd go on if you were going to hook it up there to watch the dress rehearsal of the opening ceremony.
And a train would be a good way to go.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Huh. Do you believe in me, Phil? Reckon I can do this?
Go on, Maddie. Off you go. I'm sure you can do it for me.
It's 2 stations a second.
Yes.
Right.
Just
5 seconds doesn't seem like a lot of time.
No.
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
You get a lot done in 5 seconds.
No. Don't bet on that one.
That's exactly what we're doing.
All right, here we go, Phil. You ready? All right, you
ready
got,
first.
Someone, you count me in, Phil. You count me in, bro.
3, 2, 1.
South Bank, Helens Vale, Narang, Sunnybank, Yeronga, Broadbeach, North Woodridge, Logan Lee, Beenleigh, Southport.
Nailed it!
Woo!
Woo! Yes,
Phil, well done. You've got the gold.
Thank you very much, buddy. Well done, mate.
Thank you, buddy. I was shaky. I was a bit nervous in that.
Yeah, time left over.
Well done.
I was not to do anything.
No, you didn't do anything at all. And you still got the gold, so well done.
Thank you very much,
buddy. All right, good
that
stuff,
was impressive.
Buddy. Thank you. Thank you very much. I didn't, yeah.
Did you do a train conductor after that?
Pretty all right.
Every athlete that wins gold does that. To be honest, I'm amazed.
I'm pretty good at this.
4 years of training, I wasn't expecting this, to be honest. All the sacrifices I've made and, no social life. And bugger me, I did it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Need a car? Can't get finance? We help people just like you with Alpha Car Finance. AlphaCarFinance.com.au.
Alpha Bucks. Abby and Matt. $10,000. Kids Alpha Bucks. Show me the money, honey.
The kids are cleaning up this week.
Yeah, they are.
Massively. I reckon the $10,000 might go to someone.
Fingers crossed. They're just smarter than adults.
Well, they've learnt just more recent. Do you know? We learnt ages ago. You forget.
Yeah.
But they learnt today. They're learning probably right now. They're just sponges.
What does E equal, everyone?
MC squared.
And what's MC squared?
Mass over centrifugal force squared.
I wasn't even sure if I asked that question properly.
I know pi.
Yes.
3.142
for caring. But what is pi?
What is it then?
It's the size if you cut a pie up.
No.
Exactly.
What is it then?
Equal.
Pie.
Yeah.
It's a delicious bakery product.
Is it a circumference?
Well, I can't remember the point of it. Them teaching us
pie. It's half the radius, I believe.
Right.
What? Okay, can we stop talking?
I don't want to talk down school, but when have you ever been sitting around this office and gone, oh, I know what'll fix that, guys. Pie.
No, but I do know at my high school reunion, there was a lot of smart, successful people, and they're the ones that used it. So, kids, still
when
learn.
I say, I want, you say, pa. I want, okay. Pa. I want.
3.41.
Hey, don't forget, we do a podcast as well, and we always give away the next letter for the day for Alpha Bucks. So if you want your kids to practice with knowing what letter it is, just download the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hello, IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the internet.
Some information has come out today and I feel like I should be scared.
Look at the whites on your eyes as you tell us about this.
I don't think I am. I feel like I should be though.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just ignorant and that's why I want anyone in IT to be listening to this because Facebook have come out and said that, well, they've admitted that they've spied on every mobile phone call and text message belonging to up to 1 in 3 Australians.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Have you? I don't know if I care. I don't think my personal life's that interesting.
Well, the thing is, you don't care.
Until
they go, we've been listening. And then you just think, well, what have I said? What have I done?
Yeah.
You know?
Does it bother you guys?
I haven't given Facebook my phone number, so...
No, it's got nothing to do with it, apparently.
Wait a second.
Because if the app's... So they're saying if the app's on your mobile...
Yeah.
They can dibbity-tabbity in.
Dibbity-tabbity.
Yeah.
So if you use Facebook on your phone?
Right. Well, then that is a little bit concerning.
Do you care, though?
A little bit.
Hmm.
What else have they got?
8.2 million users. Well, I don't know, but I just don't know if it's because I'm so ignorant that I'm like, I don't know what that could be used for. Yeah. Because it's like telephone banking and all, well, banking. Should you use it on your mobile? Because I always do.
That's a good point. Because I use my fingerprint to log into that.
I cover up my webcam.
When you're doing what?
Anything, because I can hack into that at any time.
It's free now.
That's the work one. What am I doing here?
what are you doing at home?
More stuff than I do here. And I think you guys would appreciate that more, to be honest.
Because we've discussed on this show before, too, Facebook... We believe are hooked up to the microphone. It listens to your phone.
You can turn that off, though.
They say it doesn't, but it totally does, because everything I talk about ends up in an ad on Facebook, and I go, oh, geez, I was just talking about that. Now I can buy that. Awesome. Yeah.
Because what did you have it with pizza or something? What did you have? It was happening with clothes or something?
Yeah, it happens with clothes.
Right.
Like, I was talking about some shoes and stuff that I wanted to get, and then the shoes were up. I was like, that's so weird. Or if I search for something, then it will always come up.
Yeah.
We were talking about this at our gig on Saturday night with the other comics that were on, and they were in a florist, just chatting to the florist. And then when they got home, Facebook, in their recommendations of people you may know, had the person that worked at the florist.
But they didn't have any friends in common?
No.
So maybe it's like a location setting.
Yeah. You were next to this person.
Not only does it record the voice, it has voice recognition, and it knows all the people that you've been talking to, recognizes the voice, and then it pops up with a suggestion.
You've taken it one step too far.
No, you believe it,
don't you?
I'm woke.
You are woke.
But I want to know, if anyone works in IT, what do you know that you think we need to know?
Yes.
Do you just work in IT and sometimes just go, are people that dumb that they don't realize that they shouldn't be adding all their information, or do they not realize that this is so easy to hack into?
All right. So what we're going to do here is, if you're in IT, bring us down with some truth bombs.
Yes.
13, 10, 60, what do we need to know? Because we always speculate. Like, I truly, firmly believe, and I have no evidence to back this up, but yet it is my belief, that the FBI gets all of the information from your iPhone, from Apple. Why else would they need your thumbprint?
But then they should have caught more criminals.
Well, they've got to let a few cases go by the wayside.
To not make it look sus.
Yes, to not make it look so obvious.
And the FBI do this for people in Australia as well, or have we got a different people here?
All around the world.
But they only have jurisdiction. It's Federal Bureau of Investigation.
It's what you think, mate. Ella.
You made it black when you watched it. Did you think it was a documentary?
It's not.
Ella's in Everton Park. Ella, what do you think we need to know?
So basically the reason that all of your searches from Google and stuff come up on your Facebook is because they're all linked. They're all linked into Facebook.
Oh, we're so sorry. Your phone, you're going to have to step to the left because I think Facebook's tapping into this phone call.
Zucker's trying to silence you.
Yeah.
Trying out.
Don't let him win.
No, never.
Okay.
So basically all of those search engines and stuff are linked, whereas if you use your minor search engines, they're not linked into Facebook.
Yeah, but
so
I'm not using Bing.
That's why when you Google stuff, all of a sudden the ads will come up.
Yeah.
So you're saying that they're sort of owned by the same company, or they're just linked?
They're linked. They're all linked, like contracting sort of stuff.
Right. Yeah. So they buy. So you're saying Facebook pays Google for this sweet little setup?
Yep. That's what the word on the street is.
Ella, we don't even care what your sources are. We believe you. Well done. Stav,
Abby and Matt. On Hit 105.
All right, buddy. It's time.
It's like Mum and Dad are just concerned.
What's going on?
You can talk to us.
Well, you guys have known about my ongoing issue.
Which one?
Your inability to walk at the moment.
Yeah. I'm limping. As my wife says, I walk with a limp like an old school pimp.
Does she call you that?
She does. Okay. She actually.
What does that make her?
Hey, whatever they're doing, they're role playing.
Yeah. I've got a really sore hip, and it's been going on for months. I went to the doctor. I got x-rays done. She said there's nothing wrong with the bone. There's nothing wrong with the tissue. Give it another month. Huh. If it still hurts, get an ultrasound and come back. Now, it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
So I've gone and got physio. Admittedly, the doctor told me don't get physio because it'll make it worse, but...
Well, you didn't tell us
you
that.
You didn't tell us that.
No, I did tell you that.
No, you said that... She just said not to go to a physio. You didn't say that it's going to make it worse.
Then why did you go to a physio if the doctor said no?
Because it was getting worse without going to the physio. I thought, I'll just give it a roll, see if it fixes it.
And it made it worse?
No. It was getting worse before the physio.
But did it make it worse?
I've plateaued. It's just the same now.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. No. Because you've come in with something special today, which is indicating after the physio yesterday that it's worse.
She's correct.
No, the physio was Monday.
But it's still worse since then.
Well, I've got physio again today.
Why is he?
Well, I don't think we agree with that, do we?
That?
You've got a cane, mate. You came in with a cane this morning.
I would like to think of it as...
it's a walking stick.
My anti-hobble instrument. It is. You're right, it's a walking stick. It's what it said on the label.
Have you got an ultrasound yet?
Yeah, I went yesterday.
And what'd they say?
I don't have the results yet. They sent them to the doctor.
Have you got a cardigan yet?
I already had the cardigan before the walking stick.
Then we're fine.
You've got to go to a specialist. Well, second opinion.
The reason I went and got the walking stick, very reasonably priced at Chemist Warehouse, mind you, as well.
How about?
This is why you're doing it just for... Maybe it's a sponsorship deal. And his leg is fine. I wouldn't put that past him.
Well, you know...
He did say he'd be the face of anything if there was money involved.
That's a good point. Yeah. How can we...
Matty Acton, the face of Zimmer Frame.
And I don't want to remind everyone that you did... fake a broken knee?
Broken ankle.
Broken ankle, yeah.
To get out of Tough Mudder.
Yeah, so...
This is legit.
What do we got coming up?
Tough Mudder's coming up.
It is coming up. Tough Mudder is coming up.
Well, I'm out.
No, honestly, I have no commercial agreement with Chemist Warehouse or any walking stick places.
Uh-huh.
I did originally go in there to get a walking frame because I thought it's handy. You get a little seat and somewhere to put your bits and pieces.
He was going to put tennis balls on the bottom.
If you need it, yeah. Yeah, like on up. Remember the guy on up?
Too expensive? That's why you didn't get that?
Oh, no, they didn't have those ones. But I think it's helping because I just thought it'd be handy if I walk around.
Yeah.
And because yesterday I went for a walk and it was raining and I had a umbrella with me. On the way back, I was kind of just using it as a walking stick and I went, oh, it's actually relieving the pressure a little bit. So I thought I'm going to hook it down to the camera, so I'm going to get myself a walking stick.
I don't want to ask this, but do you think it's got anything to do with the weather, since you always say that your arthritis plays up during the rain?
That's in my big toe. Okay. Yep, my arthritis hasn't been playing up. Yep. It's not necessarily rain, it's mainly storms. If a storm's coming, that's when my arthritis plays up.
You have arthritis too?
Yeah, in my big toe.
He should be the weather boy with that information.
Cool. Haven't I told you what happened with that?
He had to wear special things and went to school with it because he had arthritis.
I can't.
I dropped...
Come
we
on,
used
stay
to get,
with us.
We used to get glass soft drink delivered to the house. I accidentally dropped the whole crate on it.
Yeah.
And I got arthritis in my toe when I was 8 and I used to have to wear Ugg boots to school.
Come on, Stav. It's okay.
It's not really.
Well, we want to get to the bottom of it. I think you need to go and see... What do they do? Like, is it just a hip specialist?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to see a hip... specialist.
I don't know.
Like a really cool doctor. No.
But what I don't understand...
If there's a specialist out there for anything, 13, 10, 60.
What I understand is why you have such a problem with the walking stick.
Because, buddy, we're supposed to be a hip, cool radio station.
Stop saying hip.
Hip.
Okay, because that's not cool.
Hip's not
cool.
Okay,
stop that.
We're supposed to be radical and bodacious.
Stop it.
And we're not. We're being lame-o. We're being lame-o walking around with a cane.
But I have... It's a health issue. If I put sparkles on it, maybe if I theme it up R&B Friday with...
It's not bad if you get a tooth as well. Yeah.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. One's got a walking stick, one's got bunions that tell her when it's going to rain.
Hey, mate, don't bring my bunions into it. What about your hair? If you're talking about that, what about your grey hair?
Not to mention your face.
Are you getting that cut out every week so it doesn't look grey?
Yeah, I am, actually. It just grows back real
quick. I've looked at bunion surgery. It's very expensive.
Hit 105. Get off our lawn, kids.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I want cat fights. Nudity. 911 calls. Starve our villain Brittany until she is mean like a pit bull.
What?
Now we got a show.
You're a monster.
You know a show is brilliant when it's on a download service.
Yeah.
And everyone's frothing to get it. Mm. You know, they're keen as they want to use all their data on it. If you go to Stan, the greatest show they've put out, it's called Unreal. It's into its third season. Constance Zimmer, the star of the show, is on. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Constance. Now, full disclosure for you, we have to tell you that our last co-host, who is no longer with us, Osha, was the host of The Australian Bachelor. So we're probably a bit closer to it than most other interviews you've done.
Oh, nice. So did you get all the dirt?
No, we got rid of him.
Oh. I was going to say, you made it sound like he died. No, he just left the show.
Yeah, I was going to say that right after you said he's no longer with us. I was like, did you kill him?
God bless him. He believes that his show is all about finding love, which your show proves is not so much true, right?
Yes. I mean, again, remember, right, our show is scripted. Mm. So, but yeah, I think what we're trying to show in light, in a very tongue-in-cheek way, which is it is all manipulated and a lot of it is fabricated. And if someone finds true love, it almost at this point, it becomes an accident.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's so much happening where you need to get good ratings, so you need to make the crazy person stay longer. And even though you know that's not the person that they're even going to end up with, you're just keeping them around for good television.
Have you been watching Married at First Sight while you've been here in Australia?
No, I haven't. But we had that show actually in the States.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you know how crazy that show is.
Yeah, that's another concept. That to me is like there's a reality show called Naked and Alone where they drop people in like the middle of Africa completely naked with nothing. And that also feels like the same concept of just marrying someone at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Mm. Well, that's what marriage ends up being, I've noticed, is you get married thinking you're going to be supported forever. You just end up naked and alone and afraid.
And alone. Yes, exactly. Naked and alone and in the outback.
Yeah. Wow. What about the other show that you were on, which would be even more terrifying if people said it was so close but even more exaggerated, House of Cards. Did anyone say it to you for that one?
I will tell you that the first season of the show, we all went to Washington and we went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Mm. And we had politicians coming up to a lot of us and saying, you're not even scratching the surface.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that terrified me. Then I was scared. I got really scared.
I mean, it must be hard for you having worked on a show like that and then it gets all the stuff around Kevin Spacey going on as well with the Me Too movement.
Right.
Did you hear from Kevin or have you spoken to him?
No, I mean, I haven't been on the show. I was on the show season 4. I came back and I haven't been there since, actually. So, you know, to be honest, I think that going back to the show this season, everybody is really excited because the cast and the crew and the writers and everybody have been so dedicated to this show and telling these stories. And so I'm excited actually to see what's going to happen and how it's all going to go down.
Yeah, I love the show. But do they have to, and I mean, there's a duty of care, I guess. Do they, when allegations come out, do they go through all the staff and go, hey, we just want to check?
You know, I perfectly honestly have no idea.
Yeah, right.
Because I've never been in that position, so I don't even know how to comment on it or even to assume.
I'm a huge geek, and please tell me if this question is out of bounds or anything, but do you and the rest of the Transformers get together and party?
I love you. You're the best. Thank you.
Because you're a regular voice on Transformers Robots in Disguise.
Yes. Do you guys have that show here?
Yes, we do.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was actually my first animated series,
right,
as a voice. And I was so embarrassed because I knew nothing about the Transformers. So I didn't even know what Autobots were. And I was in a room, you know, whenever we recorded the show, I was always with all these guys that were crazy geeks and nerds. And
there's a girl always here, guys. There's a girl that's turned up. Oh, my God.
I take offense to that, but cool.
No, they would always make fun of of me that I didn't know what that Decepticons, I didn't know anything about it. So it was really also such, I loved that job. I'm really sad that it's, that I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, we're on the air at the moment with Constant Zimmer. You'll know her as Quinn from Unreal. I've been on your Twitter as well.
Oh boy.
I love Twitter because people write stuff on there thinking, no one's going to see this.
I know, right? We forget that it's being seen by thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, like the president does especially, I find.
What's your favorite Australian saying?
Well, I just wrote it on Twitter.
Oh, no, sorry, my internet's cut out. I'm going to have to hear you say it.
Well, I've learned a bunch of them yesterday, but definitely my favorite one was "We're not here to f*** spiders."
Yep,
mm-hmm. So good, isn't it?
Yep,
it's the best. Yeah. I love it. I don't even really understand it, but I love it.
No one does, but you do somewhere in the back of your mind. You go, you know what? That's true. we're not.
That's right.
Yeah, unless you got
but
that.
Also, don't you guys have the most venomous animals per capita of any city? And I mean that's why I think it's kind of funny that of all animals you picked spiders.
Is it when you travel around, do you hear in all different countries? Is there any others you picked up?
No. But for me what is funny is to hear our show in different languages.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
I'll watch it in Spanish or I'll watch it in French and I stare at the screen and I'm like, that's not how I did it. Mm. That's not how I acted it. Mm-hmm. There's like a huge part of me that wants to learn a whole bunch of different languages so I can do all of the, the voiceover translation. Yeah, the dubbing.
Do you ever meet the actors that play you in other countries?
No, but some people have, and apparently they take a huge amount of, responsibility or credit. They take a lot of credit for it. Right.
Well, Constance, thank you so much for coming on. Unreal is on Stan. It's one of those cult shows that's taken over the world, and you do an absolutely brilliant job in it. It's so great watching you in this show.
Oh, well, thank you. I really, really appreciate it. You Australians are the nicest lot of people I've ever met.
Oh, thank you very much.
But I'm not here to f***
a spider. Nice to talk to you. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks. We're going to play it tomorrow. It'll be the 29th of March and it's Kids Alpha Bucks, so only the kids can play. Here's your letter to get studying. Do some homework, kiddies.
N for November. Name an animal starting with N.
Nicaraguan sea tortoise.
What are the animals?
A Norse?
There's got to be one.
Enamel?
No, there's got to be one. There's the...
I don't think the nunky. I don't think there's an animal that starts with N.
The nunky?
There's got to be an animal that starts with an N.
A nog.
No. A gnat.
What's an gnat?
An animal that starts with N. I, you know what? I don't reckon there is.
It has to be.
Animal that starts with N.
A
narwhal.
Narwhal.
Yes, thank you, octonauts.
A narwhal.
Oh, a numbat.
A numbat.
And a honey. Oh, no, that's
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a honey badger.
It's come up here as a honey possum. A numbat.
Yes, we just said that.
Did you?
Yeah. A numbat.
Mm-hmm. But not, you would never, that's not, you know, not.
Anyway, there might not be a question, but the letter for tomorrow is
N. Need a car? Can't get finance? We help people just like you with Alpha Car Finance. AlphaCarFinance.com.au.
Alpha Bucks. Stan, Abby and Max. $10,000. Kids Alpha Bucks. Show me the money, honey.
Oh, yeah, need a car, need to get finance. We help people just like you with Alpha Car Finance. AlphaCarFinance.com.au. You don't get to play. The kiddies play all this week again, and they are picking up some serious spondula.
Yes, and our next star this morning from 8 Mile Plain is Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Jamie, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years. And if you won $10,000, what would you do with it?
I'd give it to my mum.
Oh, good for you.
I bet your mum's smiling in the background.
Well,
yeah.
Every dollar, or you wouldn't keep a little bit?
I'll keep some of it.
Yeah.
90%. You deserve to. All right, so you get $50 for each correct answer to say pass if you can't think quickly, Jamie, okay?
Okay.
But you know that each answer needs to start with the letter that Stav's about to give you. Good luck.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Jamie. Your letter for today is M for monster, okay?
Okay.
All right.
time we'll start when I finish the first question. Name someone who takes care of people.
Mum.
Name a place you eat.
Pass.
Name something you buy at a newsagent's.
Pass.
Name a bug.
Moth.
Name something that you drink.
Milk.
Name a month of the year.
May.
Name something in space.
Mars.
Name a person who lives under the sea.
Pass.
Okay, name a fruit.
Mandarin.
Oh, just after the buzzer.
$250
on that one.
You got, Jamie.
Thank you.
Well done, 250. You're flying through it. Just a couple you passed on. Name some a place you eat. You could have had McDonald's. For something you buy at a newsagent, you could have had a magazine. And a person who lives under the sea, we could have had mermaid. I still believe they're real. So $250, Jamie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You did very well.
And don't forget, you also have $100 to spend at Mr. Toys. That's all yours.
Thank you, guys.
No worries, good Jamie. Idea. Well done, buddy.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Try and get some sleep.
I don't like to sleep.
You know when you're just so desperate for sleep, but kids don't like it? It's very confusing. And I've said that I'm going to be that mum when my kids are around about 15. I'm going to be just that mum that just wants to wake them up at 1 in the morning just to talk.
It's a good idea.
Just call it karma.
Yeah.
Or especially when they're 16, yeah, or 17, or maybe yeah, when they start going out partying, I'll just go, hey.
Yeah.
Mum just wants a debrief.
Yeah, when they got
someone about your day
in there with them.
Yes,
this is what we do.
Will you walk in and say,
"You know what I do? Move over." Yeah, I'm scared. Move over. I want to get in bed.
Oh wait,
because I know that it's my parenting. Because we just have kids that don't sleep. My oldest one has never been a sleeper. We've taken him to so many different sleeping specialists, and I'm at the point where I've just given up because he wanted to share a room with my youngest, so he's taught him bad sleeping habits.
Yeah, right.
And they come in the middle of the night and I'll walk them back into their room and they'll come back and I'll walk them back into their room.
Is it walking or dragging?
No, it's just a firm touch of the head. But now I've got to a point where I just go, oh, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And I just sort of roll over and let them sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
And I know it's a bad practice and you're creating bad habits, but I've given up because you know what I think?
What?
They're not going to do it when they're 12, are they?
I don't know, are they?
I want to know. What is the cutoff then?
When does it stop?
When does it stop? If you've done this where you just go, oh, I just can't be bothered, just whatever, I'll just roll over, you just sleep in the bed. What is the cutoff? Is your child still doing it now and they're 17? I won't judge. Maybe some people will. I honestly won't. 13, 10, 60.
Trevor, he's 36. He moved out 10 years ago and still at 1 a.m. he's knocking on the door trying to get in here.
Why don't you put bunks on top of your bed?
Yeah. My husband made the frame, so we just made a king size.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. But you know what kids do? They just kick.
Yes.
And you just end up right on the side of the bed as they're just like...
What would happen if you went into their beds? So when they come in, you just toddle off into their room.
Yes. There is an issue with that.
There is. It's your fault.
It is my fault. I made the most expensive purchase I ever have, which I think was around about like $2,000 mattress.
It's the best mattress I've ever had.
Yeah, right.
Ever had, and I love it so much that I can't even sleep in hotels the same way. So I just like it. I can't sleep in other beds.
But you're not sleeping in this bed.
Well, I do actually. I go back to sleep.
Cut it in half and put it on their two single beds. Right down the middle, you've got two beautiful mattresses. Which one will I choose?
A friend of mine, this is no joke, has given up, got rid of beds altogether, just put the mattresses on the floor. She goes, I just need sleep.
Yeah, right.
And she said that everyone sleeps better when they're all there.
Yeah.
I said it's like a big compound, really.
Everyone drink the Kool-Aid.
13, 10, 60, the phones have gone wild.
Uh-huh.
When's it going to end for Abby? Is the end in sight? How old are the boys?
6 and 3.
All right. Is the end in sight? How far away until she goes to bed and then doesn't wake up until her alarm?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I really took a turn.
No.
Escalated quickly, didn't it?
Went until her alarm.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Try and get some sleep.
I don't like to sleep.
Yeah, I've thrown out all the parenting books. In fact, I didn't really read them at the start, but I know that
Did you throw them at the children or in the bin?
You know what? I've wrapped them up and saved them for a better mother that comes along. But I've given up with trying to get my kids to sleep throughout the night because they keep coming in, and now I've just given up and I just sort of roll over and go, fine, sleep in the bed. And I just think, well, after so many sleep specialists, what's the point? How long can they possibly be in there? They have to get to a certain age where they go, Mom, this is ridiculous.
You're sleeping in our king-size bed. Get in your single.
And this is our house.
Okay, good point, guys.
So 13, 10, 60, you know, help us out here. It's going to end soon, surely.
Right.
Jeff?
Seven. Seven.
One year to wait.
And by force.
By force.
Well, bribery, actually.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the best kind of force.
Yes. So my daughter's seven, and up until probably a month ago, she was still sleeping in our bed pretty much every night her whole life.
Right.
From when she could get out of her cot. So she's been bugging me for 6 months for a Minecraft Xbox with a piggy controller.
Perfect.
So we made a standing offer that if you can sleep 1 week in your bed without coming into ours before 5:30 in the morning, you can have an Xbox. It took 2 months.
That's brilliant, Jeff.
Yeah. So she did it, and she has not slept in our bed since.
Wow.
Can I also just point out there that you did say one more year to go?
No, is it?
Because Jagger's
not
three.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, way to bring her down, mate. Jeez. Well, she was seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
And
went,
the
bang!
Only thing my son is asking for at the moment, which is weird, is five siblings.
Well, that's not going to happen with him sleeping in the bed. You want him? Get out!
Five siblings. His friend does at school. Hey, Brooke, in the city, how old is your child and they sleep with you?
He's 10 years old and he hasn't slept since he was born.
When's your cutoff? How do you think this is going to change?
He hung up. He made her hang up.
Mum,
I told you not to say anything.
Let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. It's not far away for ads, is it? Like, the end is near.
I have an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, and an 8-year-old who all sleep in my bed.
Okay.
This is helping.
How big's your
the
bed?
The 11-year-old doesn't want... How come my bed?
How big is it?
Oh, it's king size.
Yeah.
And the 11-year-old doesn't want me to mention his name because, in case any of his classmates are listening,
of
William.
Course.
Oh!
That'll get him out.
Thank you.
That'll get him out.
But yeah, it started when he was from birth, and then he'll start in my bed. The 8-year-old comes in before midnight, and then the 10-year-old will wake up and go, "Where is everyone?" and then come find us.
I'm going to admit, when my dad did FIFO work for a while, and when Dad was away, I would sleep in with Mum.
Uh-huh.
I reckon I did that till I was around 14, 15.
Wow.
But it wasn't like a scared thing. It was just like a novelty thing. Yeah.
So good luck, Rach.
Yep. Kurt. Hi, Kurt.
Yo. How you doing?
You still sleeping in with your parents, buddy?
No. Not right now, no. When I was about 12, I used to sleep with my mum. My mum was a single parent, so yeah.
Yeah, so half your age ago you did?
Yes.
Wow. And why did you stop?
I don't know. I think I just, my friend started sleeping over a bit often, and it was a bit weird seeing me go to my mum's room. I think it's about it.
Okay.
So have sleepovers.
Yeah.
So if your friends didn't judge you, what age do you reckon you'd keep going to?
Oh, I probably would have went to about now if I didn't move out, I think. Yeah. Oh.
Something very comforting, isn't it, about being in the same room as your parents?
Yeah, I got two kids. They're 2 and 5, so they both come in the middle of the night because they both wake up. So,
you know, I wonder if we started a big WhatsApp group, like between all of the parents of Brisbane.
Yeah.
So they could send everyone a message, just like of hope, just to go, hey, you know, like we're going through it too. At 2 a.m., we're going through it.
No, I'm going the other way. We have to start up a business. Huge mattresses.
Yes.
Like giant,
you can get extra king.
Mattress.
And I was thinking about it, but I thought that might be giving up.
You've already given up. That's how you started. They said, I've given up.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Out loud.
Yeah. A few times.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I'm married to a bad, bad girl.
And with that little giggle, you like that.
Yeah, it's hot. But no, my wife yesterday got a ticket from the police, the polis. She was doing a turn. Then she decided not to do the turn.
because it was the wrong street. So she went back on the road, and apparently she should have just committed to the turn.
There's a police officer behind her. Yes, there
was.
Yes.
Was it a marked car or an unmarked car?
Didn't ask.
Did they do the sirens?
Woo, woo.
Didn't ask.
Important.
You got to find. Did they do the sirens, huh? Did you get to hear the woo?
Well, of course you asked.
That's standard.
Ask
did they pull
questions?
You over? Did they put their sirens on? How
was
many
hot?
Police officers?
Was he a hot cop?
Standard question. Yes. I'm going to text Kat later.
Okay. But then she got some icing on the cake.
I don't know about this.
She got another fine for her attitude. Because she was annoyed at getting a fine.
Is she saying that she got that or is written on the ticket? Because I'm with Maddie. I find it hard to believe that they're allowed to issue for attitude.
The police officer told her she was going to get a fine for what she did that was against the law and a fine for her attitude as well on top of that.
So she got the ticket yet?
Which I think she did, yeah.
And what does it say on there?
I don't know. But she said there was $100 for the breaking the law.
And then it says $100
for attitude.
I don't think they can.
See, I think the same thing. This is what I think's happened. Okay, I think he's issued the fine. She's obviously given attitude, as you do when you're in trouble. You give a little bit, and then he's told her he's upped it for her attitude just to get the upper hand again. To be like, well, naughty, naughty. I'm going to extend this detention by another 15 yes. minutes because of the way you're acting.
Because for starters, I think that police officers have a tremendous amount of discretion when it comes to traffic fines, and they should be respected at all times.
Wow.
Throughout those moments.
Wow. Only works with certain people, though, apparently.
No, I respect them for when they've told me when I've done wrong things. But at the same time, I'm with Maddie. I reckon he's just gone, well, normally the fine's 200, but I'm going to tell her I've itemised it because I think that normally they are 200.
Yeah.
Well, she went and paid it.
Oh, she paid it already?
Yeah. And it had.
Well, that's a good attitude.
I know. They should deduct it.
I think she went to look for it to see if she could fight it, to fight the attitude part.
Right.
What? Yeah.
Well, 13, 10, 60, like you weigh in any time if you're a police officer or a lawyer or someone who knows, can they bump up an extra $100 just with attitude? What I can tell you I know about the $100 fine is if you're a nuisance and you get to have a sleepover at the police station.
What year did you do that?
Was a long time ago, back in my darker days.
Uh-huh.
They give you an option when they give you back your shoes and your wallet.
Do they take your shoes?
Yeah, you can't have shoelaces, man.
Oh, well, I didn't. Sorry, guys.
She gets off. Her attitude's too good to end up in there, apparently.
It's important to have a good attitude.
They say to you, do you want to take this to court or would you like to pay $100 and that's the end of it? And you're like, I think I'll scrape together a few bucks and be on my merry way.
Yeah.
So unless it's that like a public nuisance type thing.
But that wouldn't be an attitude, public nuisance.
It's working for me, though. I've put it in at home. Attitude. Cha-ching.
How's it going for you?
Yeah, I need to go to jail.
No one's ringing up and disputing it. Maybe it's real.
Bring the ticket in.
Okay. Yeah, can you? Yes.
I will see what I can do.
See the attitude
show
box
and tell
on
from Kat.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, it's more scandalous than the Kardashians when they get out there on TMZ. Everyone is discussing the cricket and what's going on.
Yeah, one person that hopefully knows more than we do, Merv Hughes. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? All right?
We're okay. Are you in South Africa at the moment?
In Cape Town. So the press conference unfolded in Johannesburg. I've just watched it on TV. So James Sutherland fronted the media. It would have been tough going for him.
Well, there's a few spaces there now. Are you going to hop back on, put on the whites?
No, I don't think so. It was a press conference that James Sutherland held today. I think people were looking for closure.
Yeah.
But because there's an ongoing investigation, there's going to be sanctions come out tomorrow. So they've still got a little bit of work to do. They weren't quite ready to announce the sanctions against the three players, but strong as it is to send the three players home, replace them straight away. I think that's what people were looking for, just swift action from Cricket Australia.
Merv, I know you say it's not a situation to take lightly, and I think that some people joke about it, because I still think Australians are in disbelief about what actually happened. Are you as devastated, or do you honestly think that this has occurred widespread across cricket?
I don't think it's widespread. There's been degrees of it in the past couple of years, and the ICC, to be honest, are pretty lenient when it does happen. I think the cricketing public hold our players in high esteem.
Yeah.
And I think we do expect a lot from them. So what Steve Smith and David Warner have brought to this Australian cricket team over the last 5, 6, 7 years has been absolutely fantastic. And I would think that the Australian cricketing public would have the power to give them if and when they do return from their suspensions.
What do you think about, I mean, there was reports out that Darren Lehman had resigned as coach yesterday. That's all come out to be wrong, and he's been exonerated by the investigation so far. But even if he didn't know, he's the coach. He should be aware of something like that occurring, right?
Well, does your boss know anything you do at work?
Quite well.
Good point.
that's a big thing about it, is that if three players hatch a plan, there's going to be conspiracy theories about, you know, who else was involved, how many people knew. Now, over the last 24 to 36 hours, there's been a lot of investigation. The head of the integrity unit in Cricket Australia has spoken to all the players to see who knew about it, who was complicit. They've spoken to Darren Lehman, and I have no reason to distrust or disbelieve what was said in that press conference.
Now, we've seen the footage of Darren Lehman back in January during the Ashes putting sugar into his pocket. Do you know any other reason besides ball tampering that he would need to do that?
I have no idea. So, I've just been made aware of that today, and probably go a step further. Why do we need pockets in cricket pants anyway?
That's a good point.
It's an interesting one, but they said it was an isolated incident, so you can only go on what they say.
Because we were saying, you could imagine now that there will be someone whose full-time job for the next sort of couple of months will be to just go over every piece of cricket footage of the team ever to just trying to find stuff.
Without doubt. And probably, certainly over the last 12 to 24 months, the players have come out, Steve Smith said himself, it was the first time they've done it, it was an isolated incident. And hopefully that's proven to be right, because you don't want to have an investigation like this and then dribs and grabs in a week's time, in a month's time, in 3 months' time. You don't need different facts coming out to what we've been told, because if that does happen, then I'm afraid that the Australian cricketing public will very much distrust the setup.
We can only go on the headlines that we're reading back here, and some of the headlines are saying that the team has turned their back on David, just with the way that he's dealt with it and drinking champagne in the lobby after it happened with other friends, not cricketers. By anything that you know, does that seem to be the case?
Well, I can go on what I see and what I hear, and I tend to distrust a lot from what I hear that come from figures that aren't directly tied up with the team. So, you know, for Davey Warner to be apart from the team and drinking champagne, if he's with his wife and a few friends and they drink champagne, well, mate, that's up to him. So, there's going to be a lot of speculation, as I said.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of thoughts and opinions. But I just want to wait till the dust settles, have all the facts, and all I'm doing is commenting on the facts that I'm aware of. And that came out of the press conference. Everything else, like there's some journalists that are back in Melbourne talking about a split in the side, or back in Australia talking about a split in the side. Well, if they're back in Melbourne, how do they know and where are they getting their information from?
Yeah.
So let's be fair and reasonable about this. There's going to be a lot said. There's going to be fingers pointed at everyone. But let's just let the dust settle and find out exactly where we stand.
Feels very much like when there's a fight at school. You know, and then the rumours fly. Nah, miss, it was him. Nah. Well, Merv Hughes, appreciate you coming on, buddy. Appreciate you filling us in on what you know, and we'll be in touch as it progresses.
Okay, no worries, guys. Have a good day.
All right, good on you, buddy. Merv Hughes on the air there. If you joined us halfway through the chat, we'll get it up on our podcast, hit105.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Let's get things off our chest. You know what I'm annoyed about? Because we're speaking about going away for Easter, the long weekend. And apparently everyone caught up and said, I'm going to miss a boat if I leave at 6:30 on Friday morning. It's already too late. Mm. But I thought of you, Maddie. I thought, you know what I have to do?
What?
I
I got to fill up my car before I go away with petrol. You know what I haven't done? What? Filled up my car. So I'm going to be that person that fills up on Thursday when it's most expensive.
And I warned you a week ago. I said now's the time.
Then I forgot. Well, I didn't forget. You know, you just can't be bothered. Like, you just go, oh, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Thanks. But no thanks. I want the petrol ferry to come and just fill it up.
Don't you feel
well,
like...
don't do that because it's diesel. Yeah.
That is a very good point. The diesel ferry is very different.
Good guitarist.
Still on the Easter long weekend theme. I know that there's a high chance of rain on the Easter weekend.
30%.
But in years gone by, it always rains, you know. And when you tell people you're going camping, they're never optimistic about it.
It's going to be raining.
Rains every year, mate. What are you doing that for? You're a bloody idiot. Well, I'm going to risk it. Nah, I wouldn't risk it. I went 1 year back in 97. We got flooded out, lost everything.
97?
Yeah, I don't know. They're old.
I live in a very old street.
I know it's probably going to rain. But rule of thumb is pretend to go, nah, you'll be sweet, mate. This is the year. Thanks. But no thanks.
Even if it rains, you'll have a better Easter than Jesus.
Not true. He came back.
Yeah, at the end. It's a happy ending.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spoil
it. Spoil it.
Sorry.
I haven't got that far yet.
Sorry,
I
went the whole book.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Wow, that has ruined it. Yeah. That has ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, it was sad for no reason.
It's only temporary, though. Yeah. Then he goes back again.
Stop.
No That's, more?
God. Next, you'll be telling me what happens in The Sixth Sense.
It's why it becomes cool, to be honest.
Really?
That's why everyone's like, wow, this guy's pretty sweet.
Mm.
Well, you guys have ruined the Bible for me. Thanks for no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, there we go. That's the podcast. This is where we discuss extra business. There was plenty of business at the start of the podcast. But Stav said, hey, everyone, wait till the end. I've got something that's going to blow your mind.
Yes. I was just recently up at Channel 9. I was doing some work on a kids show. So I was talking to the kids that were on the show. And they all brought their lunch. And it was lunchtime. And one
How old kids? What are you talking about?
School kids, like primary school.
Got it.
Grade 6, grade 7.
Yep.
And one of them was eating grapes. And he said, would you like one of my... You ready for this? Would you like one of my cotton candy grapes?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone ever heard of these?
Yes.
No.
They're like extra sweet.
They're grapes that taste like cotton candy and they're pink.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they make them?
Well, they're all, I don't want to ruin the fruit world,
yeah.
But a lot of them have been artificially made that you'll make fruit sweeter and sweeter. So
how do you get the grape to have sex with the cotton candy?
It's very hard. I mean, where do you find where the bits are?
You take the socks off the grapes. Go to the start of the podcast.
Cotton candy, so you've heard about these.
Yeah. But I just know that they will, it won't actually be that they'll do it for cotton candy, but they'll do it just so that it's sweeter and sweeter and then they'll change the colour and stuff like that, which is insane. That's why if you ever have an organic piece of fruit, you'll find that they're not as sweet.
Right.
As the ones that you might buy from elsewhere.
Jazz apples taste like sherbet.
They're delicious.
They're the greatest apple you'll ever put in your mouth as a jazz apple.
Did you like the cotton candy grape?
No, he didn't actually give me one in the end. He said that we wanted to eat them all.
You had nothing to swap back.
I chatted to him about it. By the time I chatted about, oh my God, they make cotton candy grapes and he's still eating them while we're chatting.
I think they're really, they're not bright green, but bright pink, are they?
They were pinky pink.
Yeah.
Pink, yeah. I used to have a cotton candy machine.
Right. I've never heard of them. I'm going to go looking for them now.
I want all different types of flavoured grapes now. Wouldn't that be good?
What's wrong with, I don't understand what's wrong with real grape flavour.
Well, nothing's wrong with
grape. I like grape flavour, although it never tastes like grape when you have grape bubble gum. You know, it's like grape flavour.
Correct,
like, no.
Yeah. Maybe Moscato's made out of cotton candy grapes. Maybe that's how they do it.
Maybe. It's what clowns drink.
What? Alrighty. Mind blowing. Thanks, Stav.
Well, yours wasn't. One out
no,
of two.
No, I shouldn't have. It was, you know what? It was only because I read an article about it.
Yeah.
And then I saw him at the shops.
Cool.
Sorry.
Cool.
Stav, Abby, and Matt. Stav, Abby, and Matt.